to go by myself. I want Mom to walk me to my classroom, not just take my brother to the nursery.
Learning to do things on your own is part of growing up. I know you can do it. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. As you grow up, it's important to learn to do some things on your own. Things like cleaning your room, getting ready for bed, maybe even walking to the bus stop by yourself. Now, you might be afraid to do some of these things on your own, but remember that God helps you to be brave and strong. King David wrote about it in Psalm 121, verse 2. He said, "My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth." And now, let's listen to our story for the day. It's entitled, Leaving the Nest. "I'm glad we live close to church," Everly said as she bent and reached out with a mittened hand to pick up some of the snow. "It's fun to walk." When they reached the church steps, Mom turned to Everly. "You're getting older now," she said. "You know the way to church and you know the way to your Sunday school room, too. I'm going to let you go to your room by yourself today while I take Titus to the nursery." Everly clutched Mom's hand tightly and shook her head. "I want you to take me." "I'll walk with you if you want me to, but learning to do things by yourself is part of growing up," Mom said. As they reached the top step, Mom pointed to a large black bird that was circling in the sky. "That bird wasn't able to fly when he was born. His parents fed him in the nest. He grew little by little, and after a while, the mother bird knew he had enough feathers to fly a little by himself. She let him take short trips that she knew were safe. Finally, he could fly anywhere he needed to go." They went into the church and took off their coats. "Just like that mother bird, God wants his little birds to learn to fly too, and he helps them to do that," Mom told Everly. "Jesus will be with you as you grow and learn how to take care of yourself. He didn't give you wings, but he gave you good, strong legs and a smart mind that will help you find your way as you trust in him. How about I stand at the end of the hall and watch you go? God will go with you. What do you think?" Everly thought about it. She did know her way to the room. She knew she could find it. She let go of Mom's hand. "I can do it," she said. "Jesus will help me." And he did. So how about you? Have you learned to rely on God as you grow older? As you learn to do things by yourself, remember that Jesus is always with you. Look to him for courage, wisdom, and guidance as you start doing more things on your own. Trust him to help you as you grow and learn new things each day. Our key verse once again from Psalm 121, verse 2.
"My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth."
And our key thought for today, Jesus will help you. If you want to listen to more Keys for Kids, you can download the Keys for Kids smartphone app. You'll hear the devotional for that day, and you can read it along with me, too. You'll be able to check out other cool things from Keys for Kids, like our internet radio station made just for you called Keys for Kids Radio. Plus, the app also comes with a free account to the Keys for Kids website at keysforkids.org. There, you'll have a lot of fun listening to episodes of Red Rock Mysteries, Down Gilead Lane, and Children's Bible Hour. There's a lot of cool stuff on the app, so look for it today. Just ask for your parents' permission first, and if they say it's okay, go to your app store and search for Keys for Kids. And by the way, because of your gifts, Keys for Kids has been able to create the Spanish version of Keys for Kids Storyteller. And our next big goal is to create an Arabic version of the Storyteller too. We want to share the truth of who Jesus really is with Middle Eastern kids and their families. Your continued support will help us do just that. To learn more about partnering with Keys for Kids, go to keysforkids.net/storyteller. That's keysforkids.net/storyteller. Well, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me today on Keys for Kids.